Meanwhile, a senior Japanese political analyst is suggesting Shinzo Abe's new government is going to take a cautious attitude toward ties with China and Japan's other neighbors. CRI's Wei Tong has more.
Satoshi Yamako, a professor of contemporary Chinese studies at Waseda University, is suggesting the top priority for Shinzo Abe's new cabinet is to maintain a stable political environment before the House of Consuls election next July. As such, Yamako says he believes Abe will not be too radical in his foreign policy.
The most important task for Abe is to revive Japan's looming economy. For small, he has to make an attempt to mend ties with the United States. Indeed, Abe is considered to be a hawkish politician, but he will not immediately put his hawkish ideas into practice because he has to take Japan's national interests into serious consideration.
Shinzo Abe is on record as saying he would like to modify Japan's pacifist constitution and form a national defense army. Those comments caused a lot of irritation in Japan's Asian neighbors. Ties between China and Japan have been at a low point this year amid the dispute over the Diaoyu Islands. At the same time, tensions with South Korea and Russia over territorial disputes are also escalating. As such, Satoshi Yamako says he believes the new Abe government is going to have to be pragmatic in its foreign policy to avoid becoming isolated in the region.
Japan cannot take radical steps to annoy China. I suggest Japan and China hold talks at all levels to bring an end to the disputes and enhance mutual understanding. It is essential for Abe's cabinet. Also, I hope Abe's cabinet can make moves to improve Japan's broader ties with China.
Shinzo Abe has returned to the role of Japanese Prime Minister after his Liberal Democratic Party swept back to power in this month's parliamentary elections. Abe was previously Japan's Prime Minister from 2006 to 2007. For CRI, I'm Wei Tong.